I think
English.
What?
Yeah, somewhere in Reish Chaf Hei.
I think Adam Mashanasa Hashem Yisparach Ha'ishesh Lishmor Shle Yerd Moshe Shema, yeah?
Yeah, okay, that's a good place to open Midrash,
yeah? Yeah, so that's the Midrash, right before the Midrash, right? So this is not atypical of the morale in Nisivos. Like I told you before, the Prakim all have sort of a fairly central theme with different Hazals on it. And whenever he's switching gears, he sort of gives a caption and then goes on to a new Chazal that will say that is so. So he says over here, Ha'adam ha'shanas le Hashem yisbarach ha'oyshe yesh lishmo shle yorid mo'oyshe shaloi. A person who does have oyshe needs to be very careful with his oyshe, and that he shouldn't lose it. Then he says that Oyshe is something which is easily lost, and therefore a person needs to watch out for that. That's the Chazal's being Al Kaponim. So he brings here a big medrash. Hello, are we on? I'm not quite. Hello? Is everything okay? Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Yeah, okay. Are we in?
My Skype. I'm also, do you want to turn off your video there? Because I'm just a bit worried that we overload the too much bandwidth it takes up. On your Skype thing, if you just do the...
Which one?
Parrot, you there? Where do I
have a Skype thing, but I don't see it. Out of video, I have the camera, I can turn off video.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Great.
Okay, great.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess this is like Royan Esakolos to have the video on. Okay. So he says over here, he's speaking about Osha, and he says, Adam Hashos Hashem Yisparach Osha Yesh Lishmo Shle Yorid Me Osha Shalom. Ki Ha Osha being that the oyshir is easily lost, the person has to be careful about it. He brings here a very, very long chazal. He brings a chazal and he explains that left. Let's see the chazal. Over medish. Umikne rahoy me ruven le god. Halacha. Shalosh matonis nivru bo'ilam. Zocha ba'atzmem notel chenos koi lo'ilam. There are three matonis that any one of them really can include everything else. Zocha b'chachma, zocha b'koil, that he zeich and chachma zeich and everything. Zocha b'gvura, zocha b'kol. Zocha b'oisha, zocha b'kol. Eimasai, bizman she'matonis ben ha'shamayim, ubo'os b'koach ha'torah. Avul, v'rosi v'osha shabosa v'dom, eina klum. V'chein shlomo, oma shafter isitach sa'shemesh, kilo l'kalam ha'meirutz, o l'gibor ha'mochoma, v'gamlil l'chom lechem, v'gamlil l'nevoinim oisha, v'gamlil l'mchein, ke'eis u. That is the end of the Chazal over here. He is going to explain all the bits and pieces over here, but he's also going to speak about the thing that he started out before, about the things that are easy to lose. In other words, the first three in Yonim are that each one of these is called everything. And the next one is Amos said this man should not promise me a Shemaya. Obas the Koch HaTorah. Those are sort of the caveats for what he said before. So he says like this: Ubi Yaze Kimatone Shem Ba'Olam Hem Sholosh Ha'Achas Udova Shu Sichli VuBilti Gashmi Kimo Achochma Shu Dova Sichli VuBilti Gashmi. So he says Chazal here are dividing the world of Matanis into three very different Matanis. There's one which is Kulei Sichli, that's Chochma. Vasheni Udova Shu Hefer Ze Shu Gashmi Legami Kimo Ya'Oisha She'ein Ha'Oisha Rak B'Kinyan Ma'Gashmi. So, Oisha is physical in Yonim. Vashlishi hu dovo shu kol mishneem ke gvur shabarim hu koach ha-nefesh. Ve'en koach ha-nefesh hu nidol legamri kemo shu ha-seichel, ahu koach sha-omeid v'guf oda mutba bo, ulefikach hu kol mishneem. So the chaluka itself is a chaluka that he always gives. It's a chaluka between the Sichli, the Gufni, and the Inyanim that are what we would call, I don't know, emotion, I guess, or drives, ambitions of a person, things of that nature, which are sort of straddle the two. One assumes, for instance, anger, fury, passion, all of these things. We assume that they're more than the guf. It's a koach that's not quite in the guf. An animal, a lower animal, does not have it. On the other hand, it's not quite seichel. We imagine that in Olam Haba, the koach ha-sichli will be there, because koach ha-sichli is what it's all about. Tzadikim Yoshua Tasev Hashem. But we don't imagine anger or passions or ambition or anything of that nature has a makom there. It's something that sort of straddles the two worlds. It's also, in many ways it has an overlap with Chumri, the fact that it is affected by the world outside in some way. Pure Seichel and Das is not affected by the world, whereas emotions and passions are affected by the world. And so we have these different inyanim. So it's part and parcel of when we feel our passions rising, we have a sense of our guf. A person gets very upset about something, a person gets very inspired by something. There's a sort of the heart beats, the person sweats, there's some sort of physical reaction that is not the case by seichel. When the seichel is at work, usually the guf is sort of in mishutak. It's sort of not really reacting. The kasher adam zeicher beechad elu zocher bekulam. Why? B'mash elu shloish chalokim himischabrim yachad, or bekoach echad uakol kim sheyavshul zelosay. Lekach kol echad nechshav akol. Lechenim zeicher beechad kilo zocher bekulam. So he says that these different kochos are attached to each other. These different kochos, being that a person's own guf has all three kochos together, and therefore, if any one of these kochos, if a person has any one of his kochos, he will have the other ones as well. So,
why should that be, Rav Lapiansky? I don't understand.
Well, let's take the simplest mashal. If I have a large package, wherever I pull it, it'll pull the rest of it with it to some degree. We'll see soon, but in any part of it, if a person, he's going to say in a minute that this is only true within a certain structure, and we'll see it in a second, and then maybe it'll be easier. Let's see the next piece, and then the next few sentences, then we'll see, we'll explain it. There's a caveat here. It says, Emosai bizman shen matoriz min ha-shamayim u-bo'os b'koach ha-Torah avot v'rosai v'osher shal basav dom eino klum. So he says like this, V'omah emosai zan shen min ha-shamayim b'roch u-bo'os b'koach ha-Torah ki kol oylam nivra b'torik mashbarim mokim acha shatzoloy me ka-Torah hi seida ha-shamayim b'roch u-bo'osidas oylam. Because bully echad mem bekoyach ha-Torah who has said that she's a bracha shall lezen as a shpoch chachbo lezeh gvura lezeh oisha v'kol dover shu kus seida yesh lo kiyum v'chol dover shu etzmen a seida v'ushon en lo kiyum. So he says like this, the point that he's making is they all have to come mitzad koyach ha-Torah, meaning as follows. And here he uses a point that he says many times, that Torah is the Seder Olam. Let's take an example in a different area. Let's say we speak about commercial development of a place. So we say a place that is well developed has in itself a lot of stores, a great transportation to get there, a supply line, an easy supply line, etc., etc. The tendency is that they tend, each one brings the other. If you have a transportation hub, you tend to develop a mall around it. If you have a mall that's very popular, you tend to add roads to it. And being that they, if you have elements that are connected, then if one will affect the other as well. So in yonim that a person finds in the kesha, so lamashal, when it's not in Torah, so the person has passions of X nature, the person has chacham of Y nature, the person has oisha of another nature. If it's not within the realm of Torah that the person is finding it in the realm of Torah, then the person is not going to go from one to the other because they really are not connected. Torah is a mahalach where a person who's learning is going to feel the shortcomings of his performance in mitzvahs. The person who's performing in mitzvahs is going to feel the lack of commensurate feelings and regish to go with it, nav and yira and so on. A person has tremendous av and yira will feel his lack of knowledge about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his lack of maisim. In other words, all the different aspects of Torah come together. So on the one hand, we can divide Torah the three halakim. There's the olam ha-maisa, and there's the mitzvahs maisis, the asiyah maisis. There is the world of avodas Hashem, u'av and yira, and all the mitzvahs sichlius. And there's the world of Torah, which has in itself the sichlius of Torah. So if a person taps into any one of these three things, then the person gets the other ones as well also. Whereas, for instance, you see it in the world, a person who is tremendous, he's in music or arts, doesn't particularly have a desire, or in any sense a need to engage in the sciences. It's different. A person who's in business doesn't feel the need to engage in music or sciences. He may be a musician also. But it's really, really very, one does not lead to the other or feed the other in any way necessarily. In the world of Torah, if we see a person is very, wherever a person's entrance way might be to the Olam Avodah, it will inevitably lead him to at least catch up in the other worlds, to be mashing the other worlds. So he says, the chol davar shu kaseida So he says like this, this all is true. Rotsav Kaptur said Hashem is broke for both Sidis Hailon. Because Boloi Echad Mem, Bekoya Hatayra, who has said that she said Hashem is broke, Hashem is broke, Hashem is broke, Hachmo, the Sagwil Zeras and Aisha. The Koldovish could say the Yeshloi Kium, the Koldovish Yetzman said it was Shani Elokim. ולכן, כאשר הם לא עודם מצד עצמה שבכוח הגיע לזה, ואין זה בסדר סברך, כל דובר שלו כסדר שני ואין לקיר. So now he's talking about a second part over here, and he's explaining the following. Anything, when we say that something came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means that the thing itself, this is what it's supposed to be. And things that are supposed to be in a certain way tend to be that way. It's just like you get a sense when you work in any system whether you're going against the grain or with the grain of it. So the klal is, even if you succeed in pushing something against the grain of something else, that's only going to work for some time. It's not going to work. It's not going to stay that way, because it's against the grain. So he says, so if these matanis are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he says, then they have a kiyum. If not, not. In both nekudos, you know, as the Maral puts both nekudos together, that Torah is a say Hashem is proposidus olam, and therefore, each, whatever is over to one is over to the other. That's one nekuda. And then also, the cholavish kaseri is called kiyum. The cholavish etzman is said it was shani elikiyum. So, in other words, when a person is, whenever a person is chachma, whatever it is engaged in Torah, and that brings the other parts, or whatever the person finds, that has a kiyum because it's something that is part of a certain seder ha'ilam. A person is entitled to say those inyanim within Torah are the natural part of the world. When a person undertakes a certain behavioral mode that's extraordinary, we say to ourselves, it's not going to last. So let's give a mashal, I guess. If a person were to let's say the Torah hadn't been given, and a person were to engage in Hilchos Nida himself. In other words, he would do it. It's something that couldn't last because it has no rhyme or reason to itself. It's not something that's natural anyway. Torah itself is a certain natural Seder, and therefore it can last. When it says people make a mistake, it says, Drocher Darchi Noam, Chonzi Vasar Sholem. And it's halachic entity Darchi Noam because different yanim are about the yibum midasha from it, about what's a lulav and so on. But Jocher Darchi Noam means it's a pathway. It's something that has a mahalach within itself that it can become a person's nature. It can become natural to a person. And that's why it can have a kiyum. So therefore, all these inyanim, if it's not coming from Kach Baruch, it's not natural to the person. It says, so all these inyanim, when a person got it himself, that's not a shvach to the person, because it hasn't been mitzvah to the person. I want to talk about this a second. Then he says, let's finish the last two lines. For oid, kikasha elu amayla sevin tzad seder Hashem Yisbarach, when a person doesn't have it in tzad seder Yisbarach, hadob azeh nechshav toisefes. Anything that's not coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Tosefes, which is, it's an appendage, and appendages slough off. The appendages are doomed to fall off, because an appendage means it's not the thing itself, and it's not naturally part of it, and it falls off. But I want to talk about this a little bit. The before Matan Torah, and one of the inyanim that is spoken, one of the inyanim that's discussed about is, what was the point of the gilui of Matan Torah? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to come down and Har Sinai with a big fanfare and be megala and speak? And Lamaisa, Torah was already pretty much nizgala. The Rambam says Avraham Avinu did some, and Yitzchak added some more, and Yaakov added some, and and so on. It could have come with an installment plan, like it was done before. It could have been given through Nevi'im, and so on. We talk about Maimon HaSinai. So certainly, the Inyan of Emunah, that this became something that left no doubt, and all of those Inyanim are true. But those are a sort of practical considerations. It's a kind of, you need to do it this way so that people don't forget about it, so people don't deny it, so that people don't argue about it. Beseder, it's correct that this might become part of the Metzius, but you know, it's something that can't be shaken. But it's hard. But you have to say that it's more than that. That it's something which is, this is the way Torah had to be given, this is Metzius, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, he said, Asar HaDibris. Could HaKadosh Baruch Hu not have come down and sort of dropped the Sefer Torah off? The whole Maimon HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us. What's it all about? So, let's give an example, sort of a mashal. Imagine that I'm living in America. Not imagine, I am living in America. And someone comes along to me and he says, I'd like you to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. It's wonderful, it's fantastic, it's great, etc., etc. Wonderful. So, but you want to prepare yourself, so start speaking Ifrit, do Hakshara someplace, and find yourself some farm and do Hakshara. I'm dating myself to the 30s, but okay, that's the marshal. And maybe wear a Koma Temple, kind of. I'm really, really doing something very alien. It's weird, it's strange. Why in America would I speak Ifrit? Would I do this or that? But I'm doing it because I would like to move on to a different place. Let's take a second example. Let's say a person is moved to Israel, to Israel in 1800, and his vision and his dream is to make this into a Jewish state. And he pushes to introduce Ivrit and working on farms and on everything that the Zionist movement introduced. And I do it with vengeance. I really do it, push it really hard. That's a very different Bahala. So now, what I'm trying to do is create this as a natural part of society, of life in Israel. What I'm trying to accomplish is that this become a viable Mahala. Nevuah is the understanding of things beyond us. So we ask a higher person, Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov. They saw a world beyond our world. They realized that that world was by far a nobler world, and b'meila they sort of ascribed themselves to that Metzius. This is where their Metzius is. So be'etzim, it's alien to this world. It's not. It has no makom in this world. And it can never really become rooted in this world because it is alien. So I can force people to do things that are alien to them, but it always requires an ongoing pressure. That's the klal of gadol. Something which is alien to a person, he's going to have to be pressured, constant pressure to do it. That is the tzura of Torah before Maimon Har Sinai. So, nature in this world is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke by Bereishis, and from that point onwards, nature is whatever we see around us, and some people are able to see beyond nature, able to see a metaphysics of something that is from a different metzias that they can be shared to. Maimon Har Sinai was, what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down, Ve'ed Hashem Lahar means he brought down the metzias to this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dibur in this world means that these ideas are a metzias in this world. They're not, in this world, true, there is a duality of metzias. You can have, you have a physical reality and a spiritual reality. So if a person wants to, he can sort of bury himself in beer and booze and whatever, and games, and just, you know, not be shy to the metzias. And he is part and parcel of the physical world. But if he wants to become an ish ruchni, an ish teira, then it's not the pshat he's always doing things that are strange or alien. There's a world like that. And he finds a world within this world that is a ruchnistic world. So he's not shooting for the stars, but he's really, really bringing the atmosphere to this world. Maimon Har Sinai means that the Metzias of Torah came into this world and became part of this Metzias. It's not, a person can or cannot be shaykh to it, but if he's shaykh to it, that becomes a Metzias. And it's an alternate way of looking at the entirety of the world, and all the bits and pieces fit into that. The fact that the Torah uses the shyness of shemim asakolos, the re'ia, the shmia, all of those in yonim means that the maimed had some kesher with Klal Yisrael's perception of what things are. And from Maimon Har Sinai onwards, the Torah is a seder holo. Now, there are chazalim that speak a lot about Torah being difficult to attain and easy to lose. Chazal bring a pasuk, Gemara Chagiga, lo yachena zohav uschuchis, gold and glass are beyond are way below the price of Torah, which murasakli pause. So Gemara says, what's zohav uschuchis? Zohav is valuable because it's hard to attain. Schuchis is valuable because it's easy to break. In other words, they are precious. One because it's hard to find, the other one because it's hard to retain. So Chazal say these are divrei Torah that they're kosh to be kind of like zav, and they're kal to break like schuchis. So that means that even in this world, Vasher Husham, there is a default metzias. It's like when you have on a computer, there's a default setting, and then you have to set it to something else if you want to set it to the other thing. So even today, the default setting in Olam Hazeh is Olam Hazeh. It's in Yanim Gufniyim, and that's what there is. Anything other than Yanim Gufniyim are things that are not easy. It's not the default setting. So when we say that Torah is awesome, it sees in this world, it does not mean that it's an equal choice for us. The Chavos Avavos, when he speaks about why we have such a hard time with Yetzer Hara, he brings different things. You know, and it's not obvious. A person is born very physical. Our default setting is our first senses are physical. They're most visible to us. The eyes, the ears, the nose, everything perceives the physicality around us, and we need to really sort of use our heads and minds for the ruchnis. But once we do that, then we have the staying power. The the Avos went and they were Megayer people, but it dissipated. It couldn't stay around because it wasn't part of Seder HaOlam. They were Yechidim, and they were preaching the truth, but it was a truth that wasn't Shayach to be part of the world. It could never become part of the world, and therefore the Nefesh HaShaasu just dissipated. Once you have Matan Torah, so now you have a Hechatimtza for people to stay around. It's because there's an Ummah.
A quick question.
Yes.
Does the Ummah start at the time of the Shvatim and then it had a queue?
Okay. Good point. What I was about to say was, it started with Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ayyem Azeni Yisla'am, the Shvatim themselves were the skeleton of the Ummah. On the world stage, only nations count. Nothing else counts. So we did not become a metzias until people in this world are flukes. That each single person is a yachid. It doesn't have a metzias. The only thing that has a metzias in this world is an ummah, and until we didn't become an am, we didn't have the metzias kayemis of this world. We were a strange entity. The Gemara says Hayem Azen Yisrael Am. The pasuk in Dvarim, and he said, "Haskeis Shmaya So Hayem Azen Yisrael Am LaShem Elokecha." The creation of Klal Yisrael was with Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mayim and Har Sinai. The Shvatim beforehand were the hard core of it. But they were not the Ummah in itself, within itself. That wasn't what it was. So all these things in parallel, becoming an Ummah, having a Torah, it's also, I want to explain another Nekuda. The Rambam goes at great lengths to be Masbir, that when Torah was given, a Navi does not have any power to pasken any halachas whatsoever. It's something which is chayav misa. If he claims that Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him halacha, it's chayav misa. By the Rambam, it's a very, very, very big point in his introduction to Pirush Mishnayos. It goes only to chachamim. Now, for practical reasons, there's always a practical reason. If you have Levi'im come every and always telling us halachas, we'd have a lot of problems, a lot of Levi'i Sheka, a lot of this, a lot of that. But the Rambam also says, Leiva Shemayim Hi, you're not allowed to believe that any part of Torah was left in Shemayim. Leiva Shemayim Hi means we can't believe that there are bits and pieces that weren't given. That's by him, that's how he understands the Shemayim. So the pshat that is the way we're understanding it. If any time I give something, anything that needs a constant dictates, constant instructions, means that what I have is not a complete system within itself. Let's give an example. When I tell somebody, I want you to do X, that person has enough information really to be able to do X, even if it requires many bits and pieces. But if I give them points of instruction without telling what the goal is, and I just tell them do this, but not create X or create Y. If I tell the person, I want you to manufacture a car. So those instructions contain enough information for all the details in it. But if I tell the person, bring me the piece of metal, rivet this over here, screw this to that, then the person does not have an idea because I haven't given him the entirety of it. Giving Torah wasn't many commandments. Torah, first and foremost, is a tzura of what the world ought to look like. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had required ongoing instructions, milamala, that tells me then that the Torah I have is nothing more than many commandments bound together in a book, but not an entirety of the different tzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Leva Shemayim means you have everything you need in here. It's very interesting. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, they forgot the 3,000 halachas, and they were machzirim bepulpuloi. That means within everything I need is within the framework of Torah. It's not just a mila and a shevach about how wonderful Torah is. It's a deher that Torah is the klal or the kula. Torah is the entirety of everything because it's a seder ha'olam. It's a metzias. It's not just instructions for people to be better than the metzias, but it's to create a different metzias than the metzias that we have. So that's why it's true that metzias is harder. It's hard to acquire it. It's not the default metzias, and it's always easier to slip back to the default metzias. That's the nature of these things. A person's default setting is the physical, so a person slips back to it. But lemaisa, when a person is going al derech haTorah, it's a derech. Torah is ikri derech. It's a world that links together and has its own self-realization. One of the phenomena that you find many times, people become frum, become bali tshuva. It's for many people coming in and they can look at it and seeing the world as it is, the Torah as it is, it's alien, it's strange. But a very important part of it is that many people just feel they naturally slip into it. They seem to, it's a comfortable world. It reinforces itself. It doesn't need, he doesn't keep looking at the non-firm person and saying, okay, I'm doing this better than you because Torah told me this. I'm doing this better than you. It's as if the Torah world justifies itself and the pieces come together. That was the mile of Mount Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah here. He brought it down here. And as the Seres HaDibros became kolos, as significant as the Seres HaMamorim, it may be more hidden. It might not be the first one to pop up in a person's imagination or senses. It might take time, but the mice, at the end of the day, there is that world, and that world can become a person's kinyan. So divrei Torah are easy to lose, the Maal says, because of that, they're not natural to the world. But the one thing that we do have matar is that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that's what he says over here, if we have all these matanis mikoyach haTorah, then they have staying power because Torah is a seder. So within the context of Torah, a person who's a shomer Torah mitzvahs, the davening reinforces the learning reinforces the chesed reinforces the dignity of the mitzvahs. the things come together. The person feels that there's a part of Shlomo, one is Mashiach, and therefore he's therefore each one helps the other one stay in its place. Okay, any questions? Okay, so next week is Shavuos, so I guess best 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Okay. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos and good Yom Tov.
And good Yom Tov. Okay.
Good Shabbos. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.